opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. So glad to have you here today. I'm so excited because I have a fun show for you today. Wow. I'm the owner of HealthWise Chiropractic here in downtown Reading. And this week was fun because I introduced my new app. I don't know if you got to hear my commercial on KCNR, but it's out there right now. And hello, Miss Savannah.
Hello.
You having a good weekend so far?
Yep. Lots of homework, lots of work, but it's good.
So Thank you for that. Yeah, no, I went through it, man. I remember.
I have to correct homework as well for other students.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a teaching position.
Don't you like learn from doing that? Learn different things, right?
Yeah.
I remember learning by teaching is
exactly. You get it more.
Yes, it like sticks.
The points that you need to know.
Mm-hmm. So. Cool. Again, haha. No, but I have my own homework, right? I stayed up late writing the show, doing some research.
Exactly.
You know, it's all good.
Did you have a good weekend?
So far, so good. I get to help athletes today at North State Fittest event. It's a annual event that we have at North State CrossFit. It'll be a fun competition, and I get to do that every year. So, but what I want to talk about first was my new app that came out, and want to ask everyone who gets stuck behind the computer at work or at home. Savannah's looking at me. I do. Savannah's in front of this, 10 computers that she has in front of her, like, I don't know, several times a week, five. Okay,
computers.
I was exaggerating. And, you know, it's for a good reason sometimes. Sometimes you're working, sometimes you're a student, you know, you're working on projects. It happens, right? It's 2014, man, and technology is it. It happens to me, too, when I'm researching. Wouldn't it be great, Savannah, to have something to remind you or notify you to get up, do some stretches, tell you what stretches to do, give you some exercises?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
By about this, probably the second or third hour of working,
yeah,
I'm just like,
yeah, because you get here at like 0:30, something like that.
It was pitch black dark when I got here this morning.
So I have an app to help you, Missy. Yeah, so it's really cool. You can go to voomwell.com. You can also go to my Facebook page at HealthWise Chiropractic. It's totally easy to find. If you don't use Facebook, you can also go to voomwell.com/REF/Dr. Maria and check it out. It's an awesome app to either download onto your computer or your phone. And what it does is it kind of notifies you, reminds you, gives you exercises, gives you stretches, go get some water. I mean, really, it seems really simple, but we forget, you know, we get stuck in our, you know, groove and we got to get projects done. But at the same time, we really need to make sure to check our posture. We need to make sure that, you know, we're helping our body out too. Otherwise, we won't be able to do any of those projects and go to work and bring home the bacon, right?
That's so cool that you're doing that app. I had no idea that you were working on that.
Yeah. So, we can talk more about that later, but right now I have two guests in the studio with me. You guys, I had an amazing experience. I don't know. I think it was like a month ago. I was able to go out and do some community outreach to Shasta Estates Retirement Living off of Buena Ventura and Eureka Way. And today I have two amazing people in the studio, Miss Jerry Ann Armstrong, Resident Enrichment. That is her title. I call her Julie McCoy, but... And then Dale Jakubowski. Did I do it?
You did it.
All right. Management team. He's part of the management team over there at Shasta Estates. So welcome to the show, you two. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Yes, man. Now, Jerry, Ann, and I go way back. No, I'm joking.
We do.
Well, it's funny because, you know, it's Reading. It's a small town. And I used to see Miss Jerry Ann when my practice was over in Sunset Market Plaza, and I would see her every day that I went to Sunset Market, which is Tops now, and we didn't really know each other. We said hi, as, you know, people do. Then I would see her at Holiday Market when she went there, And then all of a sudden, she's right in front of me over at Shasta Retirement Living.
Yes, I was. And we, when she came and came to our community to do a Let's Talk Seniors and what came over, I looked at her and she looked at me and she goes, "How do I know you?" Sunset. I used to be a clerk at Sunset Market. Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, that's it."
Yeah. Well, you know, I felt when I kind of sort of got back in touch with you again, I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is the perfect job for you. You get to work with the most amazing people." We do have to already cut to a commercial, but we're going to get talking about Shasta Estates Retirement Living here when we come back. And please stay tuned. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Come on back.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we support our veterans and provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call 722-9992 for an appointment today. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and you're listening to the Positively Healthy Show.
And I'm happy.
Are you happy, Miss Darian?
Oh, man, am I happy.
Oh, you're so cute. Okay, so I want to remind the listeners to go to the chat room if you have any questions for us. Today, you can go to KCNR1460.com. We're streaming live all over the world. So if you're, you know, somewhere far, far away, you could be listening to us right now and you might have a question, right? What if you're thinking about Reading as a place to come and move to because it's so amazing here and maybe you want to bring your parents with you? You could totally check out Shasta Estates Retirement, right, Dale?
That's correct.
So I wanted to ask you a question. Maybe you might want to get a little bit closer to your mic, but what is your mission statement? Because I was reading it earlier today, and I love it. I loved it. I was on your website.
We provide a safe, secure environment for deserving seniors. And really, every senior is deserving for our type of living.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe seniors are all deserving, definitely. And you know you guys are really big supporters of our veterans. Like you said earlier,
our veterans, without them, we wouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. We owe our lives to them. Mm-hmm. You come into our community, you're going to see our Veterans Wall. It's a wall of honor. It's either spouses or the current residents themselves that are on the wall. All of our patriotic holidays, we celebrate in our dining room or outside of our building. We work with the Lions Club to retire our flag once a year. Mm. On Veterans Day, or probably the Friday before Veterans Day, we're going to be doing a ceremony with the Lions Club once again, in probably in front of our building with one of the big flags that fly up on the pole as you come into Reading.
Yes.
We did that last year. It was absolutely amazing. We had probably 80 of our residents outside. Those who couldn't sat on their walkers and held the flag from one end, sure. And those who could unfurled it across the driveway.
Oh, so did they just love that?
They love it.
Yeah.
And we love it, too.
What is the feedback from them?
They want you know, it's one of the most moving things is, like, we did a 9/11 mm-hmm. ceremony in the dining room. And that's, you know, for me, coming from Boston mm-hmm. at the time of 9/11, it's very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. But when you see people who have a hard time walking and standing, and you play the national anthem, and they force themselves to get up, mm-hmm. and it just, if you don't get chills, there's something wrong with
you.
Oh,
are you kidding? Okay, just so you know, I almost choked up right now, but I got to keep it. I got to hold it together. No, last year or 2 years ago, it might have been last year, I had two gentlemen that could barely, and when they heard their Marine Corps hymn, they stood up. I mean, you're right, they're forcing themselves, but they, you know, they have such honor, and I'm so glad that you have that for them. And Miss Jerry Ann, all the programs that you have over there, we will go through every one of them one by one. But the one that we were talking about right before the break was your fitness week.
Absolutely.
And I love that you do that for them. You know, fitness is so important to me and at any age. Okay. I mean, I don't care how old or young you are. It's never too early and it's never too late to be moving.
Right. And the reason why fitness is such a that I strive for is because our seniors, we have to keep them up and moving and exercising every day because they have to keep their upper core strong because that allows them to live an independent lifestyle. So we have exercises 6 days a week. We provide chair yoga on Mondays. We have a teacher that comes in. And then I have a volunteer that comes in and does Tai Chi on Mondays and a yoga on Thursdays. And then I teach a strength and balance. And we try to bring everybody in. If, you know, we provide different options for different residents, whatever they're capable of doing, so they can remain in an independent lifestyle like we provide at Shasta Estates.
Yeah, and that's it right there, Dale. You know, I wanted to ask you if you could give us sort of an audio virtual tour of, let's just say, the kids of older parents are coming in and they're looking at different places. I think that is one of your main things that you tell them is this is independent living.
It is independent living, and it's a perfect place for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your parents have been in their houses for 30, 40, 50 years, and now they're looking for a place for someone to do the cooking for them, for someone to do the cleaning for them to socialize more. And that's when you walk in our front doors, the first thing you're going to see is our dining room. Our dining room is set up with 40 tables, all set for tables of four, because we want you to come down and have your meals with us and to socialize.
Yes, and other people. And yeah.
You learn their stories. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just you become friends. You move in and you become friends with 120 new people.
That is so awesome. And when I went over there, I became friends with like at least 10 new cuties. I love them all. We got to go over there. Amber and I, my massage therapist at HealthWise Chiropractic, we talked about health for a few minutes. And then the best part is we brought the chair massage and Amber volunteered her time and gave them little 5 minute chair massages, and they loved it, huh, Darianne?
Yes, they did. And what was so surprising is that during the chair massages, we had a couple residents who are in 94, 95, and that was the first massage they received in their lifetime.
Wow.
I mean, 94, never have a massage.
Yeah.
What a gift that you provided.
And it was fun. We loved it. We obviously want to go back and do that again as much as we can. But, yeah, to give body work and to people that deserve it and to give back to the community like that is fun. And they all had stories to tell us. And that is the best part, wouldn't you say, Dale?
Oh, it is the best part.
Yeah.
When you get to learn our seniors, you get to learn where they've been mm-hmm. and what we have because of them.
Yep. Okay. Well, we have to cut to another commercial. On our way back, I can't wait to go over some stories, you know, with the listeners. It's so much fun. So please come on back to the Positively Healthy Show. If you'd like to call in and ask us a question, it's 605-4567. Please give us a call and stay tuned.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly second Tuesday club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
Hello, Frank Muse with Norton Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and we're having fun today, people. It's beautiful outside, and there's so much going on this weekend. I'm sure, as every weekend, there's a ton going on. I get to go help athletes today after at the North State Fittest event. And today, in studio, like I always do, talk about healthy living and healthy lifestyles. This is the Positively Healthy Show, by the way. So we have Shasta Estates Retirement Living in our studio today, Dale and Jerry Ann. And before we cut to our last commercial, you know, the last time I was there, I was there long enough to where I got to talk to some of the residents individually, got to hear some of their stories, and that is probably the funnest word. Like, that is the best thing about it. I get to go over there, and hopefully I get to start volunteering at some point. Jerrianne's like,
yes,
fist pumping over here.
Yes.
Because she probably needs help. But you know, oh man, I got to meet 93-year-olds, 94-year-olds, you know, late 70s. And we were just talking about some of their things that they did during the break. I mean, one woman that I had met had been volunteering at Shasta Regional, you said?
Shasta Regional, Betsy, uh-huh. Volunteered over at Shasta Regional for almost 22 years.
I mean, talk about her giving back to her community.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when I hear a story like that, man, I want to give back to her, you know, and big time. Any stories that you know about, Dale?
I have a couple of stories. There was one day I just was walking around the building at nighttime, and we have a group of residents who play pinochle. And I was, you know, chatting with them, and the one woman was talking about her husband and how when he was in the war, he almost knocked Eleanor Roosevelt on her tail. And it was, I'm like, what? And she went on to tell the story. It's like, oh, yeah, just, you know, ask him. He'll tell you, you know, that, you know, he was standing next to her, and he moved back, and she stepped back, and she almost fell down. So the same evening, I'm walking on the first floor, and he was, you know, in the hallway, and I stopped him, and I said, you know, I was reading Eleanor's autobiography, and I noticed there was something in there about, you know, someone that looked, you know, sounded a lot like you, almost knocking her down. And he's like, oh, my wife told you that story, didn't she? So we get so to have cute. A lot of fun, and we share a lot of stories with the residents. And then another resident, you know, they see you sitting in the office, and it's, you know, 7:30 at night, and they've just come down for their, you know, their last cookie and their last cup of coffee for the night, and they come in and they chat with you. And he told me one day about how he was an assistant to General Patton.
That is nuts.
It's it's just like, awesome. You know, it's like a movie in front of you.
Yes. And you know, they have detail to share with you. They remember everything and the funny things, the funny stories too. I think it was that same gentleman, maybe, I'm not sure, but he knew all about chiropractic care when we were there.
It is.
I don't know if it was his dad that taught him or somebody had gone through chiropractic school. So he was all familiar with it, and he really liked the chair massage and the body work that we did for them. So that was awesome. Let's see. So now what I really wanted to stress about it is that Shasta Estates is not a nursing home. It is an in-between, what you call an in-between living situation, correct?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We are independent living. You rent an apartment from us. We have studios, one bedrooms, two bedrooms, apartments. But we do all the cooking. We do the cleaning. We provide the activities. We provide transportation. So it's that you don't need someone to watch over you 24/7, but you have the safety and security of managers who live there. There's always a set of managers on duty. So, you know, you need assistance in the middle of the night at 2:30 in the morning, you stumbled getting out of bed. Mm-hmm. We have an emergency cord in our apartments. You pull the cord, and one of the four managers that you know is going to be the first person you see. So there's that, you know, someone familiar, not someone just, you know, coming from a desk downstairs. Mm-hmm. So, because we see our residents every day. We pour coffee at all three meals. Mm-hmm. They get to know us on a personal level.
Mm-hmm. I think that is amazing for both parties, you guys as a business, and then for your residents as well. They feel that they have freedom while they're there. They can move around. They're not, you know, stuck to nurses attending to them all the time. And, you know, people at a certain age, the golden age, I call it, a lot of them are still healthy. And they like having their freedom. They like being able to still do things. Now, maybe they don't like having to mow the lawn or cook every meal or, you know, I don't know. Do you guys do cleaning in their apartments?
We
as
do.
Well?
We do. Once a week, it's light housekeeping.
And that's nice too. I mean, really what it sounds like to me, especially if you've ever seen the building over on Buenaventura and 299 or Eureka Way, whatever you want to call it. It's like a resort over there. I call it resort living. Are you kidding me?
It's like...
It's a place I'd want my parents to hang out at.
It's like living on a cruise ship.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm Julie McCoy.
Yes.
And you're leaving me out.
You have, like, the best job ever.
I do.
So how do you... What made you decide to kind of go for that position?
Well, I love people. And
yes, you do, lady.
I do love people, and that's why I was working at Sunset Market and Holiday as a clerk over the years. Is that I wanted to, I love to give back, and for me being up at Shasta Estates as the activity director, I am able to give back to them what they have already given during their lifetime. Mm-hmm. And what is so wonderful is that I get to give them something to look forward to.
Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Whether that's a giggle, mm-hmm. a laugh.
A hug.
A
smile.
A joke.
You provide it all.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and the popcorn.
And the popcorn. But I always try to plan our calendars to give them so many options to choose from to come down out of their apartment if they choose to want to play cards or come to exercise. There's different options. And I love them all. I love my job.
Yes, and you guys have a good one over here. Whoever hired this one, Miss Darianne, they were a smart person because I would want, If I'm thinking of it from a kid's perspective, a child's perspective, I would want my parents to be in a place where there are people like you guys.
Yes. Okay. We love them. I think that's what makes us so special, and that we have a management team like we do, is that we all care and we love them. It's on a personal basis. We love them.
Yeah. So what was I going to say? If you're interested in looking at the schedule, if you're thinking about, you know, this is something in your life that you've been thinking about, go to ShastaEstates.net. That's ShastaEstates.net. You can see the schedule. You can see the activities. You could, I think there are pictures of some of the management team, maybe not you guys, but maybe corporate. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I saw some pictures. And then you can read their mission and vision statements and just really get to know the culture over there at Shasta Estates. And, you know, if you haven't driven to the west side of town in a long time, come by. Take a tour with Dale. I'm sure you guys do that for people.
Oh, we love to do that because we get to show you our home.
Exactly. So on our way back, we're going to talk more with Shasta Estates Retirement. This is the Positively Healthy Show. You're listening to Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
Measure B will make way for our community's first four-star hotel and create good-paying jobs for Reading residents. Here's Chamber of Commerce President Frank Strazzarino.
Reading's economy can certainly use the 40 new construction jobs and 70 permanent jobs created by the hotel.
Revenue from the new hotel will help fund the operations and improve the park. Here's Turtle Bay School Principal Linda Lawhon.
The new hotel will help sustain Turtle Bay, which provides educational and cultural enrichment for more than 10,000 children per year.
Measure B strengthens a one-of-a-kind community asset. Sharon Clay, curator of animal programs at Turtle Bay.
Turtle Bay used to be subsidized by taxpayers. The new hotel will help make us self-sustaining.
Measure B, supported by the Reading Peace Officers Association, the Chamber of Commerce, all 18 Shasta County school superintendents, and thousands of local residents. Paid for by Yes on Measure B, Reading Residents for Jobs and a Sustainable Economy, with major funding by Turtle Bay Exploration Park and John Fitzpatrick.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by La Tida Salon, Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and a little bit more about Voom. Voom is a wellness program. It's the new app that I rolled out this week. It's designed by two chiropractors, which is awesome. I like that. And the only stretch and strengthening micro break program to focus on both chronic disease and workplace injuries. Really good for you to make sure to look at that in your life. And of course, why not? We use technology every day. It's just part of our life. Voom can either be downloaded directly to your network or streamed from our online web player, reaching employees where they spend most of their time at their desks, right? Okay. And then also there's a savings component to it. So the price can't be beat. Your return on investment for, let's say, small businesses or larger businesses is off the charts when engaged employees are sitting less and moving more. Very, very important to get that blood flowing. Voom can be purchased for less than $6 per employee per month, keeping the costs very low. And, you know, that's going to help reduce workers' compensation in the long run, disability claims. It decreases healthcare costs and overall increases productivity. And I go out into the community, do back safety classes for businesses all the time, and this is exactly what they're looking for. So Voom is all about getting healthy at work. Very important. But we know how busy you are, so which is why we've designed a program that gives you the best possible outcomes without disrupting your life. So check out the many features of Voom. You can go to my Facebook page, HealthWise Chiropractic. You'll see it pinned there up the top. You can have a free month trial, use code DrMaria1 for that. And or if you don't have Facebook, you can go to voomwell.com/REF/DrMaria and check that out today. So we are having fun with Shasta Estates today. Thank you guys for coming. This is awesome. Can you see how fast the show has already gone by? Miss Jerianne was so nervous when she came in here, but you're doing awesome. And this is the most bubbly-est lady that I've met in a long time. And that's what we love about her.
Thank you.
Dale, thank you again for coming. And I think on thank our way you. Out, we were talking about how, you know, there's that role reversal with children, how we want to take care of our parents. But, you know, also wanting to make sure that they still have their independence, because we know, I mean, like my mom and dad, they love their independence, but I want them to have some help, you know? And then I think we were talking about back in the green room how sometimes there are parents that bring their kids to show them where they're thinking about living, right?
Yes, that happens. And that's what we really like to happen, because mm-hmm. it's the parents making the decision instead of someone else making the decision for them. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, too, the kids think that, oh, you don't need this. And, you know, mom and dad or mom or dad will say, yeah, we do. I'm tired of cooking. You know, I've cooked 65 years and I want someone else to do it for me every day. I want someone else to come in and clean my bathroom for me instead of me doing it.
Why not? Huh?
Because then you have time to do all of Jerry Ann's activities.
Oh, man. And you guys have so many. Jerry Ann, what is coming up next? I know you have a few today. What's going on? What's going on right now? I think there's an exercise class going on, right?
Oh, well, yes. But we have adventure travel going on today. And we take a monthly travel. We are traveling to Paris, France this morning. I believe that plane has just now taken off. They board our plane that I fix up for them, and we have our tickets, and they will watch a movie, but all on what Paris, France is. It's a travel, and I take them everywhere and anywhere that they want to go once a month. We have probably about 25 to 30 residents that really look forward to where are we going to go next. And I said, ha ha, I can't tell you.
So it's a little surprise for them.
Yes,
and, you know,
yes.
Probably most of them have been to these places in real life and they want that feeling back of,
exactly.
Oh, remember we went, and telling the stories of maybe when they were. Do you guys have a lot of World War II vets?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We probably have about 30 veterans currently or spouses of veterans living in our community.
Okay.
As I said before, our veterans are very important to us. Mm-hmm. I make sure when someone comes in to visit us, they do see the Wall of Honor, because it's a special place.
It's a corner right before you walk into the activities room, right? That one?
Yep.
Yep.
Yes,
the wall.
With all the flags.
Yep.
And that's beautiful. So, and then I remember a few weeks ago when we were talking about having you coming on, you couldn't because you were taking everyone to Mount Lassen.
Oh, Mount Lassen. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. I had almost 17 residents. We got on the bus. We had our chef. We have a chef on site.
What? The
yes.
chef went with you guys?
Well, no, but he packed our lunches.
Oh, okay.
And he packed us a very nice lunch, and we went up to Mount Lassen, and we got the picnic tables right by Manzanita Lake, I believe is where that was, and we saw a lot of wildlife, and the only thing that I didn't get to was at the base of the mountain. But like I've always said, I give them something to look forward to.
Yes.
And why get them to the base of Mount Lassen when I can give them something to look forward to next year?
Yes.
So we will be going back to Mount Lassen.
Well, it was a great way to find out the demand, right?
Too, right, right.
How would you know that they really wanted to go to the base of the mountain? So, you know, you gave them a little taste and now you're going to go back next year. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
Give them something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, my favorite week over there is Fitness Week.
Absolutely.
I know you guys had a lot of speakers come in that week to talk about overall health. That was awesome.
Right.
And they really listened to me when I went in there and did my PowerPoint presentation. You know, it's nice to do some activity. That's why we did the chair massage. But it was fun going in there and talking about how movement is so important. Getting out, getting fresh air, getting oxygen, getting your sleep and your rest. Mm-hmm. What's cool about that age is you have time to do all the things, you know, that you want to do. And do a lot of them have cars and drive around themselves? And
yeah, they do. We have a good number who still have
their car. But you have a bus, too, or something.
Right. And some of them just bring the car to park it in the parking lot.
Okay, great. Well, let's cut to another commercial, I think, right, Savannah? And we'll come on back with more of Shasta Estates Retirement. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream media sound bites every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We dig into the politics of public policy, land use, and Agenda 21. We cover smart growth, immigration, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and the many, many scams of sustainable development.
You know, for almost 4 years, we've spoken to famous and not so famous people from around the world who bring a perspective of limited constitutional government, fiscal responsibility, free markets, and common sense.
Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for extensive archives and upcoming show information.
It's the most fun you can have with topics that will make your blood boil.
Join us for We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 here at KCNR 1460 AM.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Ed at North State Nerve and Spine Institute. It amazes me that most patients are not aware that peripheral neuropathy can be a fatal disease. Untreated peripheral neuropathy can lead to amputation of the fingers, the toes, and eventually death. At North State Nerve and Spine Institute, we've been using a new technology from Europe and have seen some amazing recoveries. If you're suffering with tingling, pain, or numbness in your fingers or toes, or you've been diagnosed with peripheral neuropathy, take advantage of our free 7-point evaluation to determine if you're a candidate for this new revolutionary treatment. Call us today at 530-302-3555. That number again is 530-302-3555. I'm Dr. Ed. And we are North State Nerve and Spine Institute.
When the sun goes down and the lights burn out, then it's time for you to shine.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. And thanks so much again for you guys coming. It says Holiday Retirement, but it's Shasta Estates Retirement on your name badge there. And Dale, you are part of the management team, and Jerianne is the, I would say, activities director, but what is it, enhancement?
We are, I am resident enrichment.
Resident enrichment, of course you are. And we were wanting to talk about the holidays are coming up.
Exactly.
And you have a lot of special and fun things planned for your residents. What are some of those things?
Well, Christmas is my favorite time of year. Mm-hmm. And in Shasta Estates, as you come up, if you do visit us, please do. I invite you. It is a winter wonderland, and it is amazing. We put up over probably 15 trees. There's little wow. sceneries all through our community. There's every hall decorated. We get the bus up and run in, and we go out 3 nights a week and take them around to go look at Christmas lights. This year, I'm very excited to share with everybody is we're going to have a choir this year. And we are going to start practicing the 1st of November. And then we're going to travel in December, and we're going to go visit other communities around Reading, and we are going to do Christmas carols.
Oh, how fun. So yep. This is the first time.
This is the first
are
time.
Are they excited?
They're very excited. They're very excited. They're excited that they're going to be able to sing, and I'm not.
So you've already shared with them that... That's not your strength.
No, they know it's not my strength.
Well, what's going on for Thanksgiving? Is there anything that you want to share?
Well, Thanksgiving is, again, a special holiday for us. Our chef will be doing a meal, traditional Thanksgiving
awesome
dinner.
Sure.
Probably the Saturday before, where we'll be able to invite some family members to join, you know, our residents. And then on Thanksgiving Day, a lot of our residents do spend the day with family and friends, but we'll still do a traditional Thanksgiving dinner at lunchtime, mm-hmm. so that those who don't have family in the area or a place to go get to spend it with their friends there at the community.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve is actually my favorite time because Stan is the other lead manager along with me. We do the night before Christmas with the residents. So we've been doing this for the last 4 years. Whether we're on duty that night or not, we'll have hot apple cider, hot cocoa. We'll do some old-time Christmas songs, you know,
yes.
the Andrew Sisters and Bing Crosby.
Nice.
And then I'll read the night before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually go out and buy cookies.
Yeah, hey,
because,
why not?
You know, we always have fresh baked cookies in mm-hmm. our community, mm-hmm. but it's like, you know, eating your own cooking every day, you want something different. So we'll
yeah.
go down to, you know, Safeway or to Tops and we'll
uh-huh.
buy store cookies.
Yeah.
And then we just have a great time. It's, yeah. again, it's a night to share with those who aren't spending it with family, but mm-hmm. they're spending it with their family at the community.
And it's not about the cookies at all. So it doesn't even matter.
Right.
It is really about being together and in that joy.
Right.
Well, since he shared about that, we did a Throwback Thursday this week,
okay.
just a couple days ago. And we went out and provided McDonald's hamburgers and French fries and
for
supper.
Oh.
And our residents haven't had a hamburger and French fries for ages. So this is the type of
just
stuff.
Just because it's, like, not on the menu.
Yeah.
Or, oh.
Well, we'll have it, but it's, you know.
We went
it's
out.
It's not going
yeah, yeah,
out
yeah, yeah.
For them.
Aww.
I mean, I remember
yeah.
even as a kid, you know, going to McDonald's and bringing it home was a
yes.
treat. So,
yes.
So they really enjoyed that. And we had probably about 10 staff members brought in baby pictures. So the residents got a chance to try to match up, you know, who they are now.
Who
they are
yeah.
now. So it was a lot of fun.
That sounds like fun.
This is the type of stuff that we do. We do a lot of fun things, you know. And in the dining room, we do a lot of fun things. Like we did a crazy hat. Wear your crazy hat. Of course, I wore my Miss Sparkle hat.
Of course you did.
Yes, I did. And our other residents took the time and got things. A beautiful red hat was worn. Or somebody decorated a sombrero and had all this goofy stuff and flowers. And some of them even took the flowers off the centerpieces to stick in their hat. I mean, that's what we do. Yes. It's the kind of stuff we do around our place.
So let's get back to the business part of it because you guys are a business. And I'm actually, as a business, I am so happy that you exist. I remember when the building was just going up. With my practice just down the hill at what is now Tops Market, but Sunset Market Plaza, and wondering what it was going to be. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know who to ask or anything like that, but I just remember just all the grading first, getting the area ready, all the clearing, and then finally to see that it was an amazing, beautiful place that you are now. And do you have room for more residents there?
Yes, we do. I mean, we have some studios and one-bedroom apartments available now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always people moving out and mm-hmm. people moving in. Like you said, it's a business. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, people will go for higher care. And, you know, we meet the need. There's mm-hmm. rarely do we have to turn someone away.
Oh, good.
Okay. That, you know, we don't have any, you know, anything. If we have to do a wait list, we'll do a wait list,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we usually...
Hasn't been an issue at this point.
It hasn't
yeah.
been an issue at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But people know that we only have a few apartments available. So when they come in, if they really like it, we try to encourage them to, you know, act on it now because
mm-hmm.
you don't know if the next person coming in is ready to sign that on the dotted line.
So I know you were talking to me about each individual room. You actually told me that you have some that have two bedrooms.
We have a few two-bedroom apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, those, you know, when they become available, go pretty quick.
Yeah, I bet.
So we tell folks, especially if it's a husband and wife moving in, you know, if we have a large one-bedroom, take that. You'll be the first person on the list, you know, for that two-bedroom then. Because if you're in the building, it's easier for you to transfer over than for us to say, okay, you know, we have a place for you.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about your chef a little bit
more. Chef Mike. Chef Mike's a local boy from Cottonwood.
Uh-huh.
He's been with us just over a year and a half.
Yeah.
He was Cordon Bleu trained up in Oregon.
Oh, wow.
And he's a bad influence on our waistline, okay? That's the easiest way to describe it. This morning we had Eggs Benedict. So,
yes,
I mean, it's...
That sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
I don't remember the last time I had that, but... that sounds good. So did they love it?
They loved it. And he does everything. This week we're celebrating Jerry Ann's 5 years with us.
Well, so congratulations.
He's going to be doing Thursday night a candlelight dinner in her honor.
Aw.
Did you know this?
No.
Oh. Uh-oh. Don't start crying now on me, lady. This is exciting, but how sweet.
It is.
And what a surprise for you to announce it on my show. No, just joking. But, so... You're going to come then?
Yes, I will be there.
Because you probably don't always eat dinner there with
No,
them.
I'm normally gone by 4:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how sweet. So
be nice.
Wow. And how'd you find him? Go ahead, Jerry, if you want to say something.
Well, I just wanted to say something about the business part. And when they rant, is basically... they get 3 meals a day. They get light housekeeping. All utilities are included. The only thing that they have to do when they move into Shasta Estates is hook up their own phone. That's it.
So you guys do have internet there, I think you
Yes,
about.
We do, okay. But they have to, have their own internet, but we have internet access down in the activity room. But everything is included in their rent. So... The only thing that they have to really do is just get that landline or have a cell phone, and everything's included.
Wow. That's so easy, and that's what you've tried to create there, an easy...
One-stop shopping.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Well, we've got a few minutes left. I want to make sure that we get out everything that you want to talk about. Any other highlights about Shasta Estates that we... sons and daughters and people looking want to know about?
It's really a place where you would want your mom and dad. If my mom and dad, unfortunately, aren't with us anymore,
mm-hmm.
I wish I would have known about this 5 years ago, 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would never have lived in a place like that because mm-hmm. that just wasn't the type of person mm-hmm. he was. But my mom would have flourished in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the socialization, the card games, the you know, the activities that we provide, and just the, you know, I don't have to cook and I don't have to clean attitude that a lot of our residents come in and it's like, you know, why didn't I do this sooner?
Yeah, totally. That's cool. And then so the way to get to and from the bus and all that is all taken care of. It's not an extra cost for them.
No, nope. Not at all. We provide bus transportation to doctor's appointments, shopping, and unscheduled outings also. So we do have a bus that is provided for their transportation needs.
So how does that work? They just sign up?
Exactly. We have a book in the activity room. They go down there. They put in there when their doctor's appointments are.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide that transportation for them morning and afternoon.
Is that you?
I fill in and drive the bus exactly mm-hmm. if our driver is out mm-hmm. due to an illness.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also drive when we go out on scheduled outings. Absolutely.
Now, what about those scheduled outings? Because it seems like if that bus is full and it's just you, right, do you have volunteers or
yes.
helpers helping
yes,
you?
Yes, I do. I normally have volunteers that come and help me, and my husband also goes and help me on our long-distance outings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So where do you pull your volunteers from? Maybe people are looking at some, you know, they're listening to the show, and they're like, I would love to volunteer.
I would love to have volunteers. Mm-hmm. If anybody out there is interested in volunteering, please give me a call at Shasta Estates,
mm-hmm.
and I would love to meet you, and I would love for you to come in and help us.
Do you know the number,
Yes.
Gail?
It is 243-3014.
Okay, go ahead and say that again.
It is 243-3014.
Yeah. A lot of our listeners right now, it's what, 10:05 to 11, they're washing the dishes, they just finished breakfast, they're driving to the kids' game, they're, you know what I mean, they're all doing all sorts of things. So normally what I try to do is put all this information on my either Twins Talk Health page or Healthwise Chiropractic on Facebook, and then just keep saying it over and over again until, you know, we're done with the show. Not everyone has a pen and paper right in front of them, right? So
right.
But they can stop at Shasta States anytime. We'll give them any type of information they would like. We'll show them apartments that are available. We'll show them our home.
Yes, I want to go take a tour sometime.
Please do.
I've only been in the front, which is fine, but I was noticing, obviously, maybe some of them have a hard time moving around. Maybe they're in a wheelchair or no?
Yeah.
So there's elevators and all sorts of things to make life
easier for them. Yep.
How is it set up? You want to?
We have one elevator in the building, and, you know, a lot of times people say, why is there only one? And that's intentional. We want you to walk.
I get that. Yeah. I totally get that. But I was wondering, because I did drive around and the apartments in the back. Is it all connected?
It's all connected. Oh, yeah. So you come, the door you came in is our main entrance. We also have an entrance from our back courtyard.
That's awesome. Okay.
The elevator's in the center. So, I mean, it's just everything. It's a core building. Everything comes off of the core.
And then if you are going to go visit, beware. The parking is really for the residents. And so there's just a few in the front.
We have tour parking and we have visitor parking. Obviously, during the day, a lot of visitors. So even if you don't find a spot, you can jump into a resident spot and just let us know in the office that, you know, you're parked in the resident spot. And we'll make sure you're okay.
I usually make my own spot, but not like I own the joint, right? Okay, so any other activities going on that you want to share? Any new things coming on this week that would be a great time for someone to come and see actually what you do there?
Well, you know, there's always something going on. What is really exciting is we play beanbag baseball, and that is becoming very competitive, and we go over to our sister company, which is Hilltop Estates, and we play against them once a month. But that is a new energy that's going on. But there's always something happening. Just
so
come down and
chairs,
check us out.
You've got bean bags.
Yes.
And how does it go?
We got this big board that has holes in it, and first, second, third. And you toss the bean bag, and if it goes into third base, I make them run the bases. Well, not run, but we walk, you know, first base, second base, third base, and home run.
Well, whatever they can do, right?
Exactly. You know. No, it's required because I want them to walk and get a form of exercise. So, I mean, it's amazing. You should just come down and check it out.
Well, what I always stress on this show is no matter how, you know, if you're older and you're a little bit restricted, modify.
Yes.
You can still do the same movements, but it's going to look a little bit different, and that's okay, right?
Uh-huh.
So I think just the fact that they get on these teams, they're excited.
Yes.
It gives them a reason to get out of their room.
Right.
Meet with people and, you know, get some fresh air. All that is so important.
Right.
So I love that you do that for
them. Right. Another activity we do is bocce ball. And that is
so
popular. I love bocce ball myself. We play that twice a week. And we have a core of residents that just play on a weekly basis. And that's become very popular.
Oh, how cute.
Don't forget your Halloween costume.
Oh,
that's coming up.
We are going to be
a competition there?
Yes,
yeah,
they're
going to
be dressing up, and we're going to have a parade, and they're going to go through the dining room, and we're going to have judges from one of our healthcare providers, and they're going to be the judges, and then we are going to take pictures and frame their picture in a 5x7 in a frame and give it to them for participating, and we're also going to have children come in and do a little trick or treating
and so they get to enjoy all the little kids in their costumes.
Yes,
it's all creative out there right now. Have you seen some of the new costumes out there?
Yes,
they're kind of crazy, but no, they'll have fun. That's a really good. You get really creative with these activities,
I do.
Missy.
I do.
That's fun.
I do. That's my job. I have to be creative. And so
it's your chance to shine for sure.
Yes.
Again, like I said, this is a perfect job for you, Mr. Ann.
Thank
you. I'm so glad it's you doing this. I want to thank you guys again for coming on the show. If you are interested, it's ShastaEstates.net. That's ShastaEstates.net for more information. You can always just Google Shasta Estates Retirement Living, something
Correct.
Like that. And Yes, they are owned by some parent company.
Holiday Retirement.
Yeah, and they've been around for a long time.
Since 1971.
Yeah, which is awesome. You kind of like to be a part of someone that's have some roots. Again, say your phone number really quick, Dale.
It is 243-3014.
Okay. Well, again, thank you, Jerrianne.
Thank you, Dale, for coming.
I can't wait to have you guys back maybe for our November show, like we talked about, our veteran show that I like to do every year. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and please stay tuned for our next show next week, every Saturday from 10 to 11. I had so much fun today. Thanks again, guys. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and come on back next week.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama using his weekly media message to try and reassure Americans who might be anxious about Ebola today. And he's also once again downplaying the dangers.
I've met and hugged some of the doctors and nurses who've treated Ebola patients. I've met with an Ebola patient who recovered right in the Oval Office, and I'm fine.
But critics say the president should be doing more to protect Americans from Ebola by restricting flights from the African countries that are most deeply affected. In fact, Representative Dennis Ross plans to introduce a bill to that effect coming up soon. SRN's Linda Kenyon reports from Capitol Hill.
The Florida Republican congressman says he will introduce the bill when Congress comes back into session after the November midterm elections. Ross's bill would restrict granting visas to people departing from Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The ban would be lifted when the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declares the outbreak to be contained. Pressure has been growing on the Obama administration.